Well, from drought to dating, bushfires to boarding school, more than 700 young people in regional and rural Australia have shared their stories. They do this each year as part of the ABC's Haywire competition. This year's winners, the 2014 winners, have been announced just today, with 40 youth chosen to attend the regional summit, which will be held in Canberra next year. I'll miss not being part of that, to be perfectly honest. Havisa Akbari is one of those who will be going along. She's 18. She's from Renmark in the Riverland of South Australia. And here is her story about leaving behind her best friend when she migrated to Australia.
Haywire. Young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Havisa Akbari, Renmark, South Australia.
My family fled Afghanistan when I was 15 years old. Growing up in Pakistan, there was one person I could always count on, my best friend Rahmana. We met at school when I was 5 and we did everything together. I remember one time when I was really sick for a month. Rahmana refused to go to school because she wanted to keep me company. We made a promise that no matter what, we would always be there for each other. But as we were growing up, fate intervened. Because of the persecution of Hazara people, life in Pakistan became unsafe for my family. So my father took the long journey to Australia to seek asylum with the hope of building a secure future for our family. He was gone for 7 years, but eventually he got an Australian citizenship and we were able to join him. I remember arriving here in Renmark, in the Riverland of South Australia. It was so beautiful and peaceful, and the people were so kind. I'm so grateful to have the opportunities I have here, to get an education, to get a job, and to live without any fear. I only wish Rahmana could have had the same bright future. In 2013, a bomb went off in the Golden Market in Quetta, Pakistan. I was here in Renmark doing year 10, but I heard about it on the news. It wasn't until a few days later that I got a phone call telling me that Rahmana had been killed. She was on her way home from her English class that afternoon, but never made it home. It felt like a piece of my heart was missing, and there was no way to get it back. But through the dark clouds, memories of our friendship still shine through. And Rahmana now inspires me to stand up against the killing of innocent people in Pakistan and Afghanistan. I studied really hard, and my goal was to become a lawyer. I hope one day to return where I was born and help people who have been affected by war and those who don't have enough money to send their kids to school. All children should be able to get an education and live in peace, and no one should ever suffer losing their best friend the way I did. I miss you, Rahmana.
The story of Havisa Akbari, who's from Renmark in South Australia. Havisa is one of the 2014 ABC Haywire competition winners. You can see all of their stories by going to the website abc.net.au/haywire, or just put Haywire, H-E-Y-W-I-R-E, into a search engine and you'll find the website easily enough.